Welcome to Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Snack size snippets from the main podcast, all about food, medicine, lifestyle, and how to improve your health today. Today's Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast is all about the rise of allergies in both adults and children globally, taken from episode number 101, Ending Food Allergy, with the incredible Professor Carrie Nadeau. Now, have you noticed the rapid rise in childhood food allergies? Peanuts, dairy, wheat, egg, all of these appear so commonly removed from children's diets in schools. And it's not just children that are suffering. But why? That is the question. On the full podcast, we talk all about the reasons behind allergy and what the hygiene hypothesis is on this specific Snack Size Doctor's Kitchen podcast. Dr. Carrie Nadeau is Professor of Medicine and Pediatrics, and for more than 30 years, she's devoted herself to understanding how environmental and genetic factors affect the risk of developing allergies and asthma and the molecular mechanisms underlying these diseases. Before we get started, here is a quick word from the people who make this podcast possible.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I just want to go back to why, in your opinion, and what we know about the rise of food allergies across the globe, and how this is really a global pandemic rather than just something isolated to the UK and the US. You mentioned diversity of diet, but there's definitely the hygiene hypothesis. What do we know that's right, and what's inconclusive about the hygiene hypothesis in particular?
Yes. So there are a lot of hypotheses, and what's great about science is that we have to test those hypotheses, and that typically with a disease as complex as food allergy and allergies and asthma, it's not just one thing that's causing it. It would be nice to put your finger on it and then to solve the answers to the universe, but we just can't. And one thing that we've noticed is that there are a lot of different causes, and what we have seen is that it's not just genetics. There's a genetic tendency in some families to have allergies, but that doesn't mean that you're going to have a child with allergies. And there are many children that are born de novo with new allergies that in their families, they never had it before. And so we need to get better at diagnosing it early, understanding and talking to your doctor. This is a disease that's not going to go away anytime soon. And we think that it's caused by a lot of things, but it is global. Like you said, it does not see boundaries. It has established itself in any socioeconomic strata. Unfortunately, the people that are underserved and don't have access to healthcare have the highest risk of dying from the disease because they don't have access to epinephrine devices, but it affects all people. It's about 1 in 12.5 here in the US. In China, it's 8%. Of children in Australia, it's even higher. It's 10%. We're seeing places that we thought, because of the hygiene hypothesis, we thought, okay, well, if people live in quote unquote dirtier areas where there are a lot of parasites, like in places in South America and in Africa, we thought they were relatively protected from having food allergy, but that's not the case. We're actually seeing plenty of places now that have food allergies. And we think that's because in the evolution of detergents and the evolution of water supplies, the detergents that are in the water now, unfortunately, they disrupt the skin. They're not really good for baby skin. In addition, a lot of food companies came out and said, let's delay the introduction of some of these foods in a well-meaning way. People thought that, not based on a lot of data, they thought that just by not giving babies a lot of different types of foods in their diet early on, that that would somehow decrease the rate of food allergy. But in fact, those countries that paid attention to those guidelines, which tends to be the UK, the US, Australia, they actually were the worst off. And in those countries that did not pay attention to those guidelines, that couldn't afford to pay attention to those guidelines, that they actually had much better chances of not having food allergy on the rise in those countries. So it was quite dramatic that over the last 20 years, those guidelines that came out were actually really need to be revisited and revised. And unfortunately, they were made by well-meaning people, but they were not based on a lot of data. Now we have a wealth of data, a wealth of thousands and thousands of children after having studied this hygiene hypothesis that it's still important to vaccinate. It's still important to live with good microbiomes in your gut, but there's more to it than that. It's more complicated, and we need to get ahead of it actively and start diversifying the diet early and often.
I hope you enjoyed today's Doctor's Kitchen Snack Size. Remember, you can find the full-length episodes on the Doctor's Kitchen website at thedoctorskitchen.com. I'm Dr. Rupi. I will see you here next time.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.